Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
In a world of mass species extinction, climate change, and yawning economic inequality, a world nothing like our own, one man will not rest in his quest for comfortable shoes. In this world, the great minds that should have discovered electricity went into advertising instead, or destroyed their minds trying to understand cryptocurrency. It is a world of steam-powered servants and factory-made food in which the privileged few, like Cyril Chippington Smythe, whose every wish is instantly gratified, have nothing to live for but pleasure and fashion and love. Join us now for Twits in Peril, a steampunk distraction by Tom Allen Robbins. Chapter 1, An Ill-Advised Wager.
When the world is too much with us, when even the strongest antidepressants have lost their power to soothe, when the music of life is drowned out by the rough chants of striking postal workers, one can always depend upon one's club. As I waited for my cocktail, I gazed with equanimity at the brass and Naugahyde, whose patina derived from centuries of careful polishing by the staff, some of whom were as old as the club itself. Sven, the waiter, for example, had been lovingly patched and repaired since my great-great-grandfather's day. He could remember when steak and kidney pie contained actual steak and kidneys. It must have been a savage time, members feasting on the organs of slaughtered animals. Now, of course, the animals are gone, along with the fish in the sea and the birds of the air. But Twits, my beloved club, remains.
Your brandy and Paxil, sir.
Thank you, Sven. Has Mr. Wickford Davies been in today?
Not yet, sir.
I turned to see the club's beady-eyed marshal, Cubby Martinez, cruising toward me like a unibrowed shark. If anyone could be described as my nemesis, it was he. He gripped a yardstick in his hairy paws.
Morning, Mr. Chippington Smythe. I'll just check those heels, if I may.
Measure away, Cubby. You won't find any irregularities here, not with Bentley on the job. He snapped the yardstick next to my feet and crouched down to peer at the number. Satisfied?
I suppose it meets the requirements. Barely. But if you get anywhere on the rubber tips, you'll be in violation.
When that day comes, Cubby, my lad, there will be fruity pops in hell.
Just doing my job.
Is it my imagination, or are your eyes growing closer together?
Cyril, death before dishonor.
Death before dishonor, old shoe.
Hello, Ford. Hello, Lincoln. Death before dishonor.
How goes the struggle?
You're looking rather hipped.
Yes, I've got a touch of the blue meanies, I'm afraid.
Just chug down that B&P. That'll put you right. Hello, Cubby.
Sir?
What have you got to be blue about? Riches beyond compare? Young? Bachelor? You ought to be kicking up your heels.
Seems rather ungrateful of you.
Money isn't everything.
It's a lot, though.
Sometimes I think the economically disadvantaged are happier than we. Their lives are so simple.
I don't think that's true, old fish.
They get food, shelter, and hydrogen for free. They don't suffer under the cruel lash of fashion. I've seen them wearing shorts and flip-flops. A far cry from the 6-inch heels we're tottering around in this month.
You must admit, they make your legs look fabulous.
I dream sometimes of what it must be like to live as they do.
You wouldn't last a day.
Of course I would. A gentleman can fit in anywhere.
What do you bet?
Seriously?
Say, I'm in. I'll bet you can't live like the huddled masses for, let's say, a week.
Loser pays the winner's bar tab for a year.
You're on.
Hey, Cubby.
Sir?
Did you hear the bet?
Cubby's eyes gleamed with ill will, like a pug dog glaring from under a chaise.
Yes, sir.
Good. You're our witness. When does it start?
What about tomorrow morning?
Fine. Tomorrow morning. I spied my cousin, Cheswick Wickford Davies, Binky to his friends, tottering towards us, his stilettos clicking on the marble tiles.
Hello, chaps. Death before dishonor. What are you all conspiring about?
Death before dishonor.
Death before dishonor.
Death, etc.
We've just bet Cyril here that he can't last 1 week living like an ordinary citizen.
Loser pays the winner's bar tab for a year.
Say, let me get in on this. I'll back Cyril for half his share.
Done. Cubby!
I've made a note, sir.
And no help from Bentley.
What?
You go alone. Bentley must stay at home.
Now, wait a minute.
That does change the complexion.
Cubby?
The bet implied that you would be alone.
Blast! What a dreary week this is going to be.
But you can do it, can't you? I mean, I've gone out rather on a limb.
Nobody forced you to bet.
Look here, bar tab for a year. These two drink like dipsomaniacal fishes.
Fine. I said I could do it, and I'll be damned if I show the white feather. How hard can it be?
That's the spirit. Let's go to your place and get you honed up.
And no fair telling the people you meet that you're rich.
Yes, they'll fall all over themselves to help you if they think you'll come back later and shower them with gold.
If they find out you're rich, you lose.
Cubby.
Sven, play back the wording of the bet.
I'll bet you can't live like the huddled masses for, let's say, a week. Loser pays the winner's bar tab for a year.
There you are, sir. It's not enough to simply live among them. You must live like them. That means they must believe that you're one of them.
I've changed my mind. No bet.
Too late, sir.
Damn!
You're enjoying this a tad too much, Cubby.
As club marshal, I'm impartial, sir. As a private citizen, I may say that I find the prospect of your impending humiliation delightful.
See here!
How are we going to check up on you?
Surely my word is good enough.
I shall keep a watchful eye on Mr. Chippington Smythe. Be so good as to inform me as to the location of your lodgings when you find them.
Won't you be a little obvious?
I shall be in disguise, sir.
You could pass for a cyclops without too much makeup. See here, if Cubby's bumbling gives me away, then I win. It's only fair.
Fine.
Never fear, sir. I believe your bar tab is as good as paid.
We've got to start training. Let's get you to Bentley before we lose another second.
Whenever thinking rears its ugly head, I turn to Bentley, my miraculous mechanical manservant. He has been my constant companion almost since birth and served the same function for my father and his father before him. I have found that making a move without him invariably leads to catastrophe. So, that's the ghastly situation in a nutshell. What are your thoughts? There was a surprisingly long pause, during which I could hear Bentley's gears grinding away like a flour mill. Finally, he chugged back into animation and regarded me soberly.
I am afraid, sir, that I deeply disapprove of this venture. I warn you against it most seriously. My advice is to declare the bet lost and pay the required bar tabs.
Look here, that's all well and good for Cyril, who's rich as Midas, but I'm on the hook too, and I can barely pay my own bar bill.
I am afraid that I have no advice on that subject, sir.
But why are you so set against it? Do you fear for my safety?
No, sir. Thanks to constant surveillance, DNA databanks, and a vigorous network of informants, there has not been a crime among the economically disadvantaged for decades.
Then what?
It is unseemly, sir. It is not the thing.
Explain yourself.
Poverty, sir, is not a fit subject for frivolity. It is a state contrary to the dignity that is owed to each member of the human race. It is a plague and a disgrace. and to pretend to be a victim of it for spurious reasons dishonors
you. We're not talking about poverty. We're talking about ordinary people. The people you see protesting on the street every day.
Those are the poor, sir.
But they receive free food and shelter. And free hydrogen, let's not forget, from my plants. Damn generous of me, I must say.
The government pays you for the hydrogen, sir. The business is quite profitable.
Is it? Oh, well, I suppose you would know.
Stop trying to sabotage him. This is a matter of honor.
He's right, Bentley. A bet is a challenge. I must meet it or be shamed.
If that is your understanding of shame, then perhaps this enterprise will be an education for you, sir. I withdraw my objections. I believe that you should go.
That's more like it.
What should I do first?
I shall procure clothing more appropriate for you, and I believe we should acquire a tutor, sir.
A tutor?
Someone who lives the life of an ordinary citizen and can guide you through the minutiae of their daily lives. I have someone in mind.
Who?
The young man who delivers your groceries may serve our purpose. He is due at any moment.
Excellent. Binky and I will practice walking and talking like ordinary people while you get on with your preparations.
It's a pity that your efforts can't be recorded for posterity, sir.
Thank you, Bentley. Very flattering. Off you go. We've got work to do. He whooshed away, and we set about my transformation.
You should kick off those heels.
Ah, that's more like it.
Now, walk up and down. You're rolling your hips too much.
That's the way I walk.
Well, it looks like you're enjoying yourself. The poor walk to get somewhere.
How would you know how or why the poor walk?
You forget my theatrical training at school.
I didn't forget. I had mercifully blacked it out.
We were taught how to observe humanity. It's called symphony. Or empathy. Timpani. I do it all the time.
I thought you were just staring into space.
It is sometimes difficult to tell the difference, even for me. Now, try again. Better. Try it without the humming.
What's wrong with humming?
You're enjoying yourself too much. Try frowning.
Like this?
That's not a frown. You're crossing your eyes.
Show me what you mean.
Like this.
Is it necessary to pucker your lips like a fish?
I wasn't.
You certainly were.
Let's come back to that. Try talking like an ordinary person.
What does that mean?
Without any ornamentation. Short. To the point. Hey, you. What are you doing? Hey, it looks like rain. That sort of thing.
Hey, where are you going, old man?
Who's the old man?
Hey, where are you going?
Oh, better.
Where can a fellow get a drink around here? Should I spit?
Can you?
I think so.
Not on the carpet. Bentley would disapprove.
What if I scratch myself?
Where?
The nether regions.
Steady! Let's walk before we try to fly.
Just then, Bentley entered, followed by a rather tousled young man in a white delivery coat.
This is Ernie, sir.
Just Ernie?
Yes, sir.
No last name?
Can't afford one, sir.
I have explained the situation to Ernie. He has agreed to tutor you on the subject of how to pass as a member of the general population.
Damn decent of you, Ernie.
Happy to help, sir.
Perhaps you shouldn't call me sir. I'll have to get used to doing without that.
All right. You?
This is Mr. Wickford Davies.
Pleased to meet you, sir. Guy?
You can still call me sir.
Thank you, sir. It ties your brain up in knots going against your conditioning like this.
So, Ernie, what should we do first?
Well, I guess we should figure out some things, like, where are you going to stay?
At a hotel, I suppose.
We don't have hotels.
Where do travelers reside?
Travel is too expensive for most of us. If you have to go somewhere, you just stay with family or a friend.
I have neither.
Okay. Here's a thought. Why don't you stay with my family?
Would they mind?
No, people stay with us all the time. It's cozy. One room, but we're pretty comfortable. I'll tell them you're an old school friend.
You went to school?
Until I had to get a job.
So you can read?
I love to read.
Reading irritates my eyes.
Maybe you need glasses.
Gentlemen do not wear glasses. It smacks of trying.
Bentley reads things out loud to me. Damn convenient.
But you can read if you have to.
I think so. Will it be necessary on this venture?
I suppose you could get by without it, but it's handy for things like street signs.
This is all so interesting. It's as if there's a whole world one knew nothing about.
Yes. It's called the world.
Tell us more.
I took the liberty of acquiring some garments, sir.
That's government-issue stuff. Watch out for pins. There's usually a few left in the seams.
Step behind this screen, sir, and we'll try them on for size.
Are these the undergarments? Where is the rest of it?
This completes the ensemble, sir.
What? No girdle?
No, sir.
It leaves my midsection rather flapping in the breeze, what?
I believe you will become accustomed to it, sir.
I strolled around from behind the screen and made a few passes up and down the room. Well?
It's almost indecent.
It's what everyone wears.
I must say, it's deuced comfortable.
Your flip-flops, sir?
Insubstantial.
How do they stay on?
It seems one grips them between the big and second toe.
Don't try to run in them. You'll fall.
I say, is that why the masses always seem to walk in such a lackadaisical fashion?
No, sir. They're just exhausted.
From what?
From living, sir. Most people have more than one job.
But what do you need money for? You pay no rent. Your food is provided for you. Even my hydrogen is subsidized.
When you say food, do you mean nutrition bars?
I don't know. Is that what they give you?
That is all they give us. They keep you alive, barely. And the taste, ugh. I don't know if you've ever licked the mold that grows in the corner of your refrigerator, but that should give you a rough idea.
I suppose you have a bone to pick with this free hydrogen as well?
Well, I didn't like to say, but there is some resentment among the general population.
Why? What's wrong with my hydrogen?
Nothing, in principle, but the system is rife with corruption. The government pays for it, and that means politicians have access to all that money, so it gets siphoned off at every level. By the time it reaches us, the hydrogen travels through leaky, rusting pipes that often burst into flames. Even at the best of times, we only get gas for a few hours a day.
Monstrous! They should protest!
They do protest. You can hear them from your window.
Why isn't something done?
You can't expect politicians to do the right thing. The person that could do something is the owner of the hydrogen plants.
Well, he ought to be held accountable.
I'm afraid he's speaking of you, sir.
Me? What do I have to do with it?
You are the owner of the plants, sir.
But I don't actually have anything to do with them, you know.
But the people don't know that. I'm afraid they blame you.
What, by name?
Oh, yes. Your name is prominently featured in the protest chants.
Cyril Chippington Smythe?
Yes, the rhymes are pretty bad. Chippington Smythe is not very nigh, that sort of thing. It works when 1,000 people are chanting it.
Bentley, were you aware of this?
I saw no point in bringing it to your attention until something could be done, sir.
And what is to be done?
I am still formulating a plan.
But if they discover me among them, they'll tear me to pieces.
You should use a false name.
Oh, let me think of one. I love false names. Eustace Chippington Smythe.
Mm-hmm. I think the Chippington Smythe part is still suspicious, sir.
Oh. Cyril Wallingford Jones.
What about Johnny?
Just Johnny.
Most people don't use a last name. It's considered putting on airs.
Johnny. Hey, Johnny. Good on you, Johnny. Johnny, could you come here for a moment? I rather like it.
I still think mine were better.
Don't sulk. This is my new life. I am Johnny, a devil-may-care, jack-of-all-trades with a nasty temper and a wicked left hook.
What do you think, Ernie? Will he pass?
I wish his teeth weren't so good, but we'll make do. Shall I pick you up tomorrow morning and walk you over to my family's flat?
Yes. One more night of luxury in the old silk sheets, and I'll be ready for adventure. Bentley, send Ernie's address to Cubby Martinez at the club. We must be vigilant. He'll be watching me like a hawk.
What would you like for your last meal, sir? Tacos?
Of course! I said luxury, and I meant it. Binky, Ernie, would you care to stay for some tacos?
I'm afraid I have to get to my next job.
Well, I'm in. I haven't been able to wallow in tacos since I won that sweepstakes last May. Plenty of salsa, Bentley?
Of course, sir.
As I continued to stride back and forth, feeling a distinct breeze on unaccustomed parts of my anatomy, I reflected that clothes did, indeed, make the man, and that the person I saw leering back at me from my looking glass was someone I would cross the street to avoid. This was a creature that scoffed at hardships, sneered at impediments, and chortled at danger. Bentley?
Sir?
No cutlery. I'll eat their tacos with my hands.
As you wish, sir. Very virile of you, I'm sure.
You know, I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be fun. And, ignoring the chill that ran down my spine, I took another whack at frowning and stalked like a panther toward the tacos that cowered on the dining room table.
Our hero seems full of confidence and tacos, but this adventure is rife with unseen perils. Join us next time for Chapter 2, I Eat a Cherry. And now, let us bow down before the brilliance of our cast, without whom we would be as dust, blown hither and yon by the winds of fortune. Michael Urie as Cyril Chippington Smythe, Kristen Borrell as Cheswick Wickford Davies, Binky to his friends, Dakin Matthews as Bentley, Mary Testa as Auntie Pasha, Nick Sullivan as Uncle Hugo, Stephen DeRosa as C. Langford Cheeseworth, Lily Cooper as Judy, Fergie El Philippe as Ernie, Rachel York as Mum, Wesley Taylor as Cubby Martinez, Teddy Udane as Sven, the bartender, Anne Harada as Mrs. Cedar, James Rana as Lincoln, Nick Walker as Ford, Katie Blake as Martha, Stephen Berger as Sid, Jacob Smith as an advertisement, Jacob Smith as Man One, Lilius White as Woman One, and yours truly, Lilius White, as a disembodied, omnipotent voice. Written by Tom Allen Robbins, co-directed by Tom Allen Robbins and Dory Berenstein. Produced by Dory Berenstein, Alan Seals, Brittany Bigelow, and the Broadway Podcast Network. Sound effects consultant, Eric Wright. Sound designer and editor, Brett Ashley. Executive produced by Liz Armstrong. Good day.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor, and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.